Yes, who is this?
This is Beth.
Hi, Beth. You're on. Great.
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
I had to go to the other number first and then check the email to find out we're back to this number now. So,
The maestro information was sent out with the notes of the meeting last time. So
Without the participation code.
Who is this, please?
Goldstone Raymond, a listener. Remember us?
Okay, hold on. It's hard to hear you. Can you repeat your name?
Raymond Goldstone.
Oh, hi, Raymond. Okay. Raymond Goldstone.
Oh, you can hear me. You
yes.
can hear me? Oh.
Yes.
Then I should mute myself.
Okay. The Star 6...
Okay, Bella... Fred
Hello.
Blair would like to announce my presence, okay?
Hi, Fred. Excellent.
Bello, I'm here too, Nancy.
Hey, Nancy.
Hello.
Okay, we have a lot of people. Also, we have Andrew Weiss, Margalizer, Dr. Haley, who is having some problems getting in. I had to call twice. We have Laura Livingston, her first time. We have Bruce Grief from WBAI. Let's see. Did Ruth join us?
That's Dr. Haley, too.
Oh, wow.
Hi. Okay.
Hi. This is Rocio.
Hi, Rocio. All right.
This is Beth.
Hey,
I would
Beth.
Like to
yes.
call a formal roll so that I can mark who's present and who's not. And if we have
okay.
new members, I need to mark that down, too. So if we could begin with that, please.
Marco, Beth, can you hold on, please? Beth, hold on. So who is going to chair the meeting? Okay? So do you want to chair the meeting? Because we are not having an election today. We will have an election in June at our June meeting. After the LSB passes a motion to clear up the actual protocol, the standard protocol for committee membership, which
are
has
I nominate Beth. I nominate Beth.
We haven't done that.
Okay, I do not know who this is. Is this Raymond?
Yes.
Oh, Raymond. So we are not having nominations today. We will have an
no.
election in June.
Okay, I'm volunteering, Beth.
Point of order, Bella. Fred Blair would like to speak.
Fred.
You need to
Fred,
elect
Fred.
A chair pro tem for this one meeting.
Yes, absolutely. I chaired the last meeting, and I would like to continue chairing until a permanent chair is elected next month. And I called and posted this meeting.
Yes, you did, but you didn't have permission to do that. You didn't ask permission to do that, nor did you do that last time. You just did it, and we don't rule by fiat in this organization. So, are there nominations for pro tem chair? I have one
yes.
down, Raymond.
I thought we were going to do a roll first.
I was
we are going
we
to
would,
do...
but someone else decided otherwise.
Oh. Well, that usually
okay.
is the secretary's job. To take
okay,
the role
one moment.
Chairperson.
One moment. We need some order. Thank you. Beth, I do not mind you chairing at all. I would like for us to take roll call first to see who is present. Then we can elect a pro tem. So,
that's logical to me.
So then you're going back to what I proposed originally, that I would call roll?
Well, no, I did not say
because
that.
No,
I was about to call roll when you interrupted.
I have the roll. I have the roll for the last year. I have it all in spreadsheet form. I know who's been here and who hasn't. If we have new members, I need to include them now. So,
okay, then let me ask you this. Beth, one moment. If you have all that information, why don't you ever send out minutes, notes, or anything of the kind? Why is that?
I can. I have my own personal.
No, you have
budget.
Not.
But
you have
are you
not.
Let me answer.
Hold on.
You asked me a question. Do I get to answer or not? Or you
You always answer no. You always answer no because you never have.
Bella,
so,
Bella,
you want to take roll call.
Answer my questions for me.
Beth, you want to take roll call? Go right ahead. Go ahead. Be my guest.
I don't need
I
your
don't
permission.
Have the energy.
I don't need
I do not
your
have the energy to argue with you. Go
Nor
ahead.
Nor do I, but I'm not going to do this every meeting. So at some point we have to draw a line.
I hope not.
Then,
I hope not.
Roll call. Roll call. Bella? Are you present?
Present.
Michael Novick? I hear no Michael Novick. We'll come back to him. Rocio Rivas? Rivas, rather? Rocio Rivas?
Oh, sorry, I'm here.
Oh, good, thank you, thank you. Paulina Vasiliev. We'll come back to her. I'm here. Margo?
Here.
Thank you. Ruth is calling on my other line. I'm going to continue with this. So I'll just continue. It won't let me back to the line. One moment. Bruce? Grief? Grief?
Yeah, here.
How do you pronounce your last name? I know how everybody else does it.
Good grief.
Grief. Okay, good, good. Excellent. Now we know. Dr. Holly?
Yes, here, present.
Thank you. Nancy Lauren?
Dente.
Thank you. Jonathan Markowitz? No, Jonathan Markowitz. Ruth Strauss was calling me on the other line. If someone could call her and let her
know. No, I'm sorry, Beth. I finally found the announcement. It wasn't posted on the usual website. I found it, though, in an email from
Thank
Bella.
You.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Good. And you're here. Andrew Weiss?
Andrew is here, but we'll only remain if we remain orderly. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm at that point myself. I think if we can't conduct an orderly meeting, then we should adjourn until we have the opportunity to use a formal process to elect a formal chair. I hear there are other members, new members here. There was Mr. Raymond, someone?
Raymond Goldstone.
Goldstone. Thank you.
Fred Blair is present also.
Fred, excellent. Thank you. Is there anyone I've missed? Anyone else who's new?
Yes. Laura Livingston.
Bella, I'm not asking you. I'm asking any new people to identify themselves. Thank you.
Excuse me.
Hello?
This is Nancy. Lawrence, this is my third meeting, so I don't know if that means I'm voted in as a member or not.
Let's finish the roll call first. We had new members.
Hello?
Raymond Gold. Hello? Yes?
Hi, this is Laura Levinson, and I'm not here as a member of the committee. I'm here as a listener because it said in the email that the new station interim general manager will be invited to dialogue with listeners. So I don't know if that's happening or not. So I'm just here as a listener. I'm not here as a member of the committee.
Right. I should make a note of that. One moment. Bella
Beth,
did that on her own. Bella invited the new GM on her own account. I don't know what her plans are. I haven't heard from the IGM. We hadn't discussed it as a committee about whether to invite him or not.
If I may speak,
Bella.
Thank you. So the IGM confirmed last night that he is attending today, and he knows the time, and he was flying from Washington, D.C., so he may come in a little late. And he has been updated on everything that's been going on with the Program Oversight Committee, et cetera, et cetera.
So then he's aware that we're not in a position to identify members or choose a chair at this point?
That is not his concern. His concern is to dialogue with us and give us an update and go over whatever issues the listeners have regarding programming for now.
Hello, is people there?
Hello. I've taken roll call. We need to, Bella has proposed an agenda. I've put forth a few motions. We need to agree on it as an agenda. I'm looking for the email in which Bella sent her agenda.
If I may speak, so I can clarify the air regarding this issue. I sent out notes from our last meeting on 4/12, and I also sent a lot of updates and homework that was issued to everybody regarding the programming grid. So three grids were sent out. One was a template so that people could play with it to submit to the IGM after a consensus. And two for comparison.
What does that mean by after a consensus? Because I don't remember a decision from the committee on that.
Yes, that was.
I remember being assigned homework. I don't remember us just agreeing to that or an agenda for today.
No, yes, that was agreed upon that people would work on a grid regarding
that
programming.
I didn't agree to that. No, I was never asked. I was just told.
Well, I don't know where you were, but you were in the same meeting, and there were.
Well, I didn't agree. I didn't agree. I would. You told us to do it, and I was never asked.
But you didn't have to do anything, Beth. Other people have taken the time to do so. So that we can talk and dialogue with the IGM regarding programming, which is the crucial issue here. Now, I do not suspect that we will be ready to solve any issues here with the IGM today, but he is to come here today, introduce himself, and talk to us and give us a brief update as to what's going on with the station and dialogue with us. That would be the open.
I think that was premature.
We all agreed upon that at our last meeting.
I don't remember that decision. I remember discussion. I remember a lot of discussion. We were no more in position to make decisions then than we are today because we don't have clear membership.
Beth, how would you like to proceed? Let me ask you this. Since your argumentative position does not give us any progress.
Running to the stack.
Hello, who is that? Raymond, yes?
Yeah. Bella, please don't insult anybody, not this early. Secondly, it's my understanding that the membership of this committee has not yet been determined. And
that's
the three that requires three consecutive meetings.
If I may address that, I had been told it had been the general information provided to me and others that was indeed one of the standards. It was also possible as an LSB member to sign up at the beginning of the year. It was discovered at the last Finance Committee meeting when that committee tried to choose a chair that there were many different rules regarding membership of committees of different vintages, and that they conflict, and that they're not consistent, and that they're not clear, and that there was no clear way to determine who was and who wasn't eligible to vote on that committee for chair. And as a consequence, it's clear that none of our committees they all abide by the same rules, and none of those rules are clear. And the governance committee will take this up at its next meeting on Wednesday to try to sort this out and lay out clear guidance for the future, so that hopefully by the next time we meet, we will be able to determine who may and who may not yet vote. And then we'll be able to choose a chair and agree to agendas and determine whether we have quorum or not. We can't actually even convene this meeting because there's no way to determine whether we have quorum. We have a lot of people here, but they're not without a list of who's actually a member of the committee. That can't be determined. And so essentially what we're doing here today is we'll all have to be informal. We can discuss amongst ourselves. We can propose, but we're not in a position to decide anything.
Beth, this is Bella. I would like to be acknowledged.
Bella.
Thank you. So I propose that we give a few more minutes for Mo Thomas and UIGM to attend. If he's not going to attend, it was clear that he was going to attend today, that we make a decision to discuss today so that we do not all meet in vain. And it matters not the rules for membership at this point, I feel, because we have too many interested parties at the table, and we should utilize the time conservatively but effectively and continually and progressively. Thank you. So I suggest that we move on, and perhaps we can draft a short agenda so that we can become a committee of sorts and talk and discuss.
I'm working on that. Ruth, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say that I don't think it's probably wise to rush into any, formal business, given that we really don't have, a constituted committee, and that includes talking about program grids, also, or anything that was discussed between Bella and the IGM. All of that at this point, unfortunately, is premature given what happened with the vote on the Finance Committee. So I agree that we, even though we're all assembled here and we all want to be on the committee, we don't really have a constituted committee. So like you said, Beth, anything that we discuss is just discussion. I don't think anything should, any concrete business should be done, just, maybe airing opinions. Thank you.
Okay, Ruth. this is Beth. I see in the notes that Bella sent out, she's identified four different agenda items. We can put those forth. I would agree with Ruth that it's premature for us to discuss the program grid, given that we're not in a position to make formal decisions today. I agree with her about the need to wait to make decisions on procedural matters, such as the motion that I've put forward. Mo isn't here yet. We can leave time open for him if he does make it. One of the other items that Bella has put forward was bylaws restructure from the New Day Pacifica timeline in relation to programming. Another was two recent motions regarding on-air communication and programming that comports with the foundation. That might be a lot to take on today. But I'm I'm going to ask if there are other agenda items people want to address today.
This is Margo, and I would just, first of all, to see, is there anything in the bylaws about the specific form and function of committees? And secondly, I think our group, even if we're not a formal committee, we are listener sponsors. I would like to say that what we need to say is how can we and make sure that we as have an influence on making there be a special program, maybe call it town hall, maybe whatever, where it's on the air and people can discuss the proposed changes in the bylaws. Have it in what form we can have it, where some, it could be whatever, but it's locally for KPFK listener sponsors and people. That's what I think we should say, is can we schedule a program in there, even if we're not a formal committee, but we recommend that, you know, our station has a discussion about the bylaw change proposal, okay?
Ballot for the stack?
That's the day.
Oh, I want to be on the stack too. Hallie here.
We'll take Dr. Hollyhope first because we haven't heard from him, and then Bella, and then myself. Go ahead, Dr. Holly.
Okay, I'm not exactly sure how to express this, but and I do understand that apparently we're meeting in a formal form today. At any rate, I do think it's terrifically important. I'm sorry if I'm fumbling a little bit. Throughout any of our discussions, to emphasize the importance, I'm sorry, bear with me, the importance of, in various forms, I suppose, of ensuring that there's plenty of listener feedback. Let me say that as a general proposition, and that it would be such things as having very frequent call-ins on programs, having a report to the listener minimum once a month, things like that, that I think that are often have often been neglected in recent years.
Thank you. I'm taking notes. And Bella, go ahead.
Next. So one of the items that I put forth on the agenda was the communication with the listeners that was passed on March 4th at the PNB and has not been addressed, and I sent it to the new IGM so that he was aware of it. So that was one issue he was going to discuss with us, which is essential, which is what Dr. Haley just went over. As far as I'm concerned, it matters not if we are constituted or reconstituted or unconstituted. We have an obligation as listeners, as supporters of this station, to discuss. This is why we come together. When we do vote a permanent chair, then we can follow the protocol. But right now, we should not be wasting our time, and everyone should be allowed to speak on the issues that they feel their station needs to be addressing. The other thing is, if we wait until after 15 more minutes, we should know if the IGM is going to be with us or not, giving him 15 more minutes grace. And the other thing I wanted to say is that it is vital that we are on top of the programming grid, given that that is what guides us, and this is why we have dumped financially for so many years, because our programming is not talking, it's not speaking to our community. We have no news department. So all of these issues, there was something else vital that I wanted to address, and I just lost it. Which was very important regarding, hold on, I'll come back to it.
We'll come back to you, Bella.
Yeah.
Thank
yeah.
you. Well, as you can see, Bella, we are putting agenda together. We are working through it. We're using the items that you sent, among other items. We'll reserve time for Mo at any point when if he manages to show up, as I said earlier. I wanted to address, I think it was Margo, that raised questions about bylaws regarding committees and about discussing the bylaw restructuring referendum on air. And so first, there are very brief, unclear references to committees and bylaws, or committees and their functions in the bylaws, but it's nothing sufficient to clarify this. And therefore, each station, each local station board has created their own standing rules and evidently also traditions that have never been well recorded in any one place. And so not everyone is aware of them. And when questions come up again, if they're not clear how to proceed, they just draft a new one, which may or may not harmonize with what's already on there. And so we have an accumulation of past conflicting, confused rules. And so that's what they're going to try to sort out in the governance committee on Wednesday. And you're welcome to, I don't know whether that's not usually streamed. So, there must be a way to take part in that, or at least to listen. I should say at least to listen. But that's where that will be sorted out. And if you have input for that, contact any of the LSB any of the LSB you're in contact with, but also especially anybody on that committee. I'm on that committee. And you're welcome to let me know your perspective on anything to do with the committee and how we conduct them. And I'm not done, Bella. Okay. Regarding the bylaws, I'm still responding to Margot. The bylaws restructuring referendum, there is a timeline in place now, and that means that the Fair Campaign Practices regulations, which are spelled out in excruciating detail, are now in effect. And there are other people paying very close attention day by day and hour by hour to what's going out and whether it's in compliance or not. A lot of discussion of that on the list. My attention has been focused on the LSB, the PNB, and committees, so I've left it up to them. But there, if you address your question directly to Renee Pinalosa, she, the National Elections Coordinator, NEC, I think it's her.
Supervisor.
And I can supervise. Thank you. She will be able to answer your questions with greater clarity than anybody else. And I agree that we need to have this all out in the open and discussed on air, and we should work to see that done. The best way is to be in touch with Renee and ask for the rules and for guidance.
I
beg your pardon. I think somebody needs to put themselves on mute. There's a lot of noise.
Yeah, there's a lot of noise.
Good point.
I wanted to address Margot as well. Beth, just gave kind of a roundabout, and I want to say to everybody, and I've said this before many times, that in fact, as of yesterday or the day before, there was a note from the National Election Supervisor, Renee. Each station is to carry for and against a debate. That is being worked on. There's been a lot of confusion, a lot of back and forth. That has been worked on. Each station in the network should have that on the air very soon, and then that should be properly announced and promoted. I also want to announce that the next KPFK town hall has been scheduled via Zoom conference, and it will be on the 22nd of May. That is Saturday. It will start at 3 p.m. It will get on-air promo at KPFK, and the credentials and all of that will be sent out shortly, and also an email blast. So we hope to hear you, see you there. And that should be robust, and we should be discussing many issues there. Okay, and let's move on. Thank you.
Bella, I asked you something about the town hall. Let me just jump in here. It said it was scheduled for the 22nd, but then it said in the May 30th thing on our outreach committee schedule, it said it includes to also select discussion issues for the virtual town hall.
Okay, so that's that was for the outreach committee, and you're right, that was a typo. So
okay.
I need to go back, yes, and I need to go back there and just take that line out.
So the town hall, who's going to plan the town hall?
Who's going to plan the town hall? What committee does that, or what group does that?
That's outreach.
That has been planned by the outreach committee.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Then that's
and
good.
You have been attending those outreach committees regularly.
Okay, so we can work on that. That'd be great. Okay, thank you. So we have to do it. We have to plan a town hall as a separate meeting. Maybe have a special meeting for that.
Well, we can discuss that. But we
yeah,
have
I
been still
on with the program. I'm sorry. We don't. We
you
just
were given
get
an ultimatum. We were given an ultimatum by the board, by the LSB, that it needed to be before June, because on June 7th begins the balloting. So we needed to do it very quickly, and it needed to be scheduled very quickly.
Okay. Well, that's sort of part of the programming committee, too, because we have to figure out where to fit it in the programming. So that ties together very well. So let's do that. We could work on that a little bit today even, probably.
Yes.
You know.
I don't see why not. It's all related.
Is there anything else we need to cover about the bylaws restructuring, about discussing bylaws restructuring on air?
Yes. There is a survey online, which has been, I have been promoting it for 2 months. Renee has a survey online where people can go personally and give their opinion. You can literally give your opinion at the end, and through each question on the proposed and the current bylaws, you give your position. And this helps her to formulate the debates in all kinds of forms. So I promoted this 2 months ago. It's at elections.pacifica.org/WordPress. And you click on the upper right, and this is where it asks for the listener supporter opinion, and that's where you go. And make sure you copy paste and you save it on your computer so you have your responses there.
Ruth to the stack.
Ruth, go ahead.
She's anticipating me.
Dr. Holly, did you want to be on the stack too? I thought I heard you before, but I didn't get your name.
I'm sorry. I it's not a big deal. I was just saying, I think Ruth might be addressing something else I was thinking. But officially,
okay.
No. Thank you.
Okay. Ruth?
Yeah, since Bella did bring that up, I think what she's talking about is totally appropriate, that if you want to go there and put your ideas, I think that's fine. I am having an issue right now with the election supervisor about the fact that if you want to sign up just to be in a town hall or listen to a town hall, she has asked at the end of the form to sign up for informational town halls. She has asked what your position is, support or not support. That's, in my opinion, totally inappropriate for that. It should be totally voluntary, with, just like Bella was putting out, for whether you want to join one side or the other. So I'm just letting people know that, and I am in contention with her about that right now. Thank you.
My understanding is that the survey is one thing where they're asking us voluntarily if we want to explain where we stand on any part of the issue. We're free to do that there. The other, the election supervisor is trying to arrange formal on-air debates between the pro-arguments and the anti-arguments.
Okay, so Beth, in my opinion and what I've written her is, all she has to do is make a link. This came on an official announcement of the election. All she has to do is put a link. If you are interested in debating, please, please submit your name here, whatever, and your side. Okay, it is not appropriate to ask people who just want information and want to join a town hall what their position is. And that's what I'm saying. Thank you.
The town hall is distinct from the on-air debates that she's that she's asking for.
Well, it doesn't say that. It just says if you want to know about them. It doesn't say if you want to, you know, speak or anything. So to me, that meant she was generating a list of people who want to get the announcement. Maybe I misinterpreted it.
I don't have the wording in front of me at the moment, so I can't address
okay.
it. I'd be
thank
happy
you.
To follow up with it with you afterwards.
About sure, thanks.
My understanding is that in order to set up these official on-air debates, like programmed debates between the pro and con sides, the election rules stipulate that they have to be scrupulous about dividing time before.
Sure,
you know,
I understand. Maybe I misinterpreted the form. I don't think so, but maybe I did. Thank you. I don't want to take up any more time.
Okay. All right.
We need to move on so that we can at least discuss programming at some level.
So now that we've asked whether there was anything else about that and Bella offered more, now if we're done with that, if there's anyone else, this is your chance to say anything else about that before we move on to the next item. Okay, hearing nothing further then, Bella mentioned that there were two recent motions to discuss regarding on-air communication and program that conforms with the foundation mission. I would add to that this committee has already passed a resolution regarding the necessity for the general manager to provide an on-air monthly report to the listeners, as is stipulated in the current job description. We've passed that under the previous general manager because we don't actually have to make a decision about that in order to promote it further. We've already made that decision. So I will be providing that to the interim general manager to let him know that passed this committee and the LSB and is in the job description and has our full support. And so we're waiting eagerly to hear what he has to say in his on-air
hi, this is Michael from Clarity View.
Michael?
I was doing my taxes and went down the rabbit hole. I'm sorry, I lost track of time.
That's okay, but you're here now? Good. Did you want to say anything? You're just
trying to catch up with where you are.
Okay. Thank you.
It's hard to hear you, Michael.
Sorry.
I need to ask Michael if he has missed everything through this moment or if he was able to hear anything.
I just came on as people were talking about
Okay, then you need to know that there is no election right now, that we need to get a motion passed first at the LSB so we can clarify the committee staffing membership protocol so that this can be cleared up, which is being challenged.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
That's what I said in the email that I sent out earlier.
I had asked for the stack, Beth.
Yes, and then you diverted the topic. So I'm going to go back to the topic.
You mentioned the
next item.
Okay. So the item that I put forth was communications with the listeners. And that is a national protocol passed on March 4th at the PMB, which is general, meaning network-wide. What we passed locally was restrictive in the way that it was not expanded to where I suggested it should have been expanded, including the LSB, the PMB, so that the listeners can enjoy dialoguing, interacting,
not just monthly, but more often with the entire apparatus of Pacifica. Whereas this motion does address that, and this is why this motion is so critical. It's the first one of its kind, which includes, encompasses all the angles, all the necessities that are necessary for the listeners to be included in dialogue with their local stations. And this is why I sent it out, and I also shared it with the IGM, so he's aware of that.
Question. What result do you want from that, from this discussion on that today?
There is no result. It's important that everybody understands that language, what it says, and what is expected of each patient's management to conduct. If they don't, they will be in contempt, just like the previous GM was. Thank you.
Raymond of the SAC.
Who is that, please? Raymond?
Yes.
Thank you. It's a little bit hard to hear you. You're loud enough, but it's not very clear.
I apologize. I don't know how to fix that.
That's a little better. Thank you. Go ahead. I really want to hear what you have to say. Thank you. Go ahead.
I believe that communicating with listeners also includes the website. And I have read with some dismay the voter guide that is currently published on the website. For those of you that haven't had that pleasure, I discovered that there is a proposal for an amendment to the Articles of Incorporation. And apparently it requires two other LSBs to agree. However, you will find in the text of that an argument about the bylaws. Now, I really don't care to debate the bylaws, but there is a very clear editorial position articulated in this proposed amendment to the Articles of Incorporation that includes Mr. Reyes' opinion about the New Day proposal. And whether I liked the proposal or not, it struck me that it was the wrong time and the wrong place.
If I might, this is Beth. If I might
suggest Pacifica.org.
If I might suggest, the programming committee isn't in a position to address that directly. Bella, it's really hard to get my words out when you interrupt every three words with little commentary. So please wait your turn. Thank you. So the Programming Oversight Committee isn't in a position to address this directly. I agree with you that it's an issue, and the places to take that up where you're more likely to get a direct response would be to ask the election supervisor, call it to her attention, Renee Vinilosa, and then also bring it to the attention of the governance. If this is on the KPFK website, I'm not
so
clear whether you mean. Yes, then bring it to the
under
to the
topic voter guide.
Okay, then bring it to the attention of both the election supervisor and the governance committee here. And
you can
address it to any or all of the LSB members as well. I think our email contact is out there. You can address it to the LSB list at kpfk.org. I don't believe I have an email address for you. I don't know if you have one for me or not, but if I could ask you to send me your email address so that I can include you on future notices. And of...
I'll be happy to give you my email address, if you would. It's R-G-O-L-O-L-D, D, as in David, S-T-O, at sign, S-A-O-N-E-T, period, U-C-L-A, period, E-D-U.
E-D-U. Let me read it back to you now. It's R-G-O-L-D-S-T-O at S-A-O-N-E-T dot U-C-L-A dot E-D-U. Is that correct?
It is. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sorry, was the first letter after the at sign a letter S or F?
S.
S as in Sam.
Correct.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm putting that in right now where it won't get lost. Thank you very much, Paige. So then, we've covered two recent motions. I know there has been, Bella wants to address programming per se. I think that's a lot to bite off. In the meeting today, because we don't have a formal process, we're not in a position to even make decisions amongst ourselves. I'm not going to presume to summarize what anybody's position or my own and then call it consensus. I'm not sure... I know there are changes being made. It might make more sense if Mo were here now, and we could hear from him first, and then address questions and comments to him. He's in a position to actually address our concerns and implement changes. He's not here yet. We're now a little more than an hour into the meeting.
This is Bella.
Bella?
Yes, I have to leave at this moment. I want to thank everybody for joining. This means that Laura Levinson will be taken off because she's on with me. I apologize that Laura said you can call the number again. Some people have problems getting in, including myself. So I have to sign off right now. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Bella, for helping me. I'll try again.
Okay.
Thank you.
So are there people who want to address the issue of programming here now? And if so, in what form?
Address the issue. I didn't understand what the word was that you said, address the issue of what?
Of programming, per se. Bella had said one of her agenda items was to address programming. And
yes,
she put it in terms of the grid.
Sorry, Margo would like to be on the stack for that. I have a few issues I want to bring up.
Kelly, too.
Okay,
and
Andrew. All right. Okay, then let's start with Margo and then Dr. Holly and then Andrew.
Okay. First of all, I think it might be something to do with procedure. Today at 6 o'clock, I'm listening to a program. It's not having the, like, block, whatever that guy's name is, the block report. It's all of a sudden, it's Ian Masters talking about it's, like the February fun drive. Hello, excuse me, but I really am bothered when they don't announce beforehand. This program is a rebroadcast or a repeat. That's one thing I don't know if we have jurisdiction over, but I think it would be so much better. Okay, let me try again. Second one is that he, in the middle of the program, was crashing the current PNB and then bringing up another issue to address. But then I also know that certain programs have been abruptly cut. Like, why is not on anymore? And I don't know how that decision was made. Even if the programmer made the decision, I think we, especially this committee, should have been consulted as part of this process. We need to know before programs.
Could I ask you to? Could I ask? I'm missing words. You're loud enough, but not always clear. And I don't want to miss what you're saying. Who was taken off, or who is off? And you're not sure if they. If you could just slow down just a little.
Yes, I always have a problem. Let me just call me some more. Okay, the program was called Rise, and it was on late at night, on like midnight on Saturday night.
Yeah.
And it was with Mark Maxwell, and all of a sudden there's a new jazz program on. It's okay. But I don't know why Mark, the person who put on that Jet Rise program, who's been there for years, was taken off. So we need to know a little bit about that. And then there was, I just want to make a compliment for people. Today, Donna Walker was on Global with Kathy Diaz, and she pitched so well. She emphasized the value of basic membership and urged those who hadn't donated or did it a long time ago to start again. And Kathy Diaz also does good pitching on the programs. Even if we have, you know, fundraise, there's certain ways that certain people pitch that is very, very, very effective. And I just wanted to, that's part of the programming that they do this. They don't completely preempt the program, but they, Donna Walker really adds a lot to when she pitches. So those are the kind of things. And then one other thing I keep wanting to put in is how, again, can we get Counterspin on, which is sponsored by Fairness, Accuracy, and Reporting, on at an hour at prime time? And why was the car show preempted? I don't think this is fair doing these fund drives to so dismantle the programming that are regular local programs or special programs that just sort of pitching. I think that's still a matter of programming. I think that pitching could be more effective if the local special programs are on. Okay? That's what I kind of hope we can have some influence about.
Thank you. I want to respond just briefly. Thank you for your persistence and your patience in not giving up on this issue of the rebroadcasting. Every time we do it, you point it out again. And at some point, we didn't get a lot of results from raising that with the previous GM. Hopefully, we can bring it up again with this GM. I'm with you completely on that. And so you're kind of carrying the torch on that one, and I'm grateful. Thank you. And I've taken notes of each other point that you made, or wherever we can bring them up again. So thank you, Margo. And then what?
This is Nancy Lawrence. I'd like to be put on stat.
Okay. I think, was it Dr. Holly was next, and then Andrew?
I have a question.
Yes?
Hi, this is Laura Levinson. I've rejoined. And actually, I have two quick questions. One is, how do I mute and unmute? And the second question is, I'm not a member of the committee, as I've explained, but are you having a listener input today?
I don't see why we couldn't. Everything else is informal this day. Today, and I don't, it's, I would be happy to put you on the stack. Right now we have three other people in line to speak, and
yes.
Remind me once more, Laura is your name, is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
And how do I mute and unmute?
Star six, isn't it?
Star, it might be star six, I'm not sure if that works. Fred, are you still there?
Will,
do you try
and will
that
also
six.
Unmute me?
Yes.
And will it
if
also
it was,
unmute me?
It should.
Okay.
Beth, you asked
yes,
if Fred is still present.
Yes.
Thank you.
You know more about Maestro Call than I do. Does star six work to mute and unmute on?
No, it does not. No.
So then,
okay.
On my phone, I have a. a function on the phone itself that lets me mute or unmute. That's on iPhone.
That's what you're that's what you're supposed to use to mute yourself.
Oh.
On Maestro.
Okay, now I saw that when I was with Bella. I saw the mute and unmute, and I used it. But now that I dialed in again, I don't see the mute and unmute. So I'll just try to be quiet.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
And Dr. Holly?
Oh, thanks. I was checking my phone. I might have the mute on. Anyway, yeah, thank you. Well, let me see. Give me 1 second. Kind of dark in here. Okay, I can't say I've done a comprehensive examination of the grid. And by the way, I don't believe I received that grid that everybody's been talking about lately. I'm would like a copy of the older grid as well as the current one. But I would like to mention a few things. Give me one moment. First of all, I've noticed in recent history, and I think on a pretty arbitrary basis, a number of programs that just simply disappeared. I'm definitely missing the Jimmy Dore Show, Access Unlimited. That's a couple that come to mind. There have also been a number of good programs that were not that long ago an hour in length, and like the act comes down and we get only a half an hour. One of those would be Anti-War Radio. That's the only one that comes to mind just now, but I think there are several. Let me see. I'm almost through here. I imagine listeners are very opinionated about what programs they prefer or like and do not like. But I feel, and I've had some people agree with me, I've not been very happy with that Stephanie Miller Show in the morning. I think that, again, not to be wordy or anything, but first let me say I get very little from it. It sounds like she's having like a little house party and not really talking to us. It's kind of like, you know, we just kind of tuned in or something, but, you know, she's not really addressing the listeners, so it's kind of an oddball kind of thing. Let me see. Give me a second. It seems kind of nutty. It often is irrelevant to current issues, and as I say, it sounds occasionally entertaining, and it seems to be just targeting a little party and not really part of what's going on with the station. It could be blasted on just about any radio station, and it wouldn't have any less or any more impact. I think there are other things that could be popped in there that would have more value and be more relevant. I don't know if this is a possibility, but if we get Jim Hightower back, I think that would be an excellent choice.
They just moved her off of her own site. They don't even consult with her. And she's always a day late. They put Ian in there today with the other guy.
I noticed that. I think very
arbitrary. So, yeah. We should have more control over what goes on. And some of the programs have been relegated to podcasts, which is very inconvenient. You don't always put them on. So that's the other thing. We have to get them back on the air. So thank you.
I think that's it for now.
So I can respond to a couple of those, with more information, but let's let everybody else weigh in first. Is that everything for the moment, Dr. Howell?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Andrew?
Yes, thank you. This is Andrew. If I may, I'd like to address the protocol for our meeting, for this meeting itself, and perhaps for future meetings. First of all, I want to point out that we're all on the same team. It's Team KPFK and Team Pacifica, and so we all have to figure out a way to get along and to be respectful of each other for the sake of KPFK and for the sake of Pacifica. Secondly, with that in mind, I think whoever is leading the meeting, I think we need a process, a clear process for who can speak and how we figure out who can speak and when, so we maintain some order and an orderly meeting, especially if we have our interim general manager attending. I don't want to have chaos and waste his time, and I don't want to waste our own time here. So also with that in mind, thirdly, for what it's worth, I think it would be good to have some basic ground rules for our meetings. In meetings I've attended in the past, we set down some certain ground rules. Three I would like to propose would be one person speaks at a time. Number two, no put downs, no insults, no getting personal. Number three is everybody speaks for themselves. So thank you.
Andrew, could I ask, could you write those down and send them to me?
I sure will.
Thank you. And
can you, if I may, can you, as the facilitator of this meeting, Beth, give us, lay out a process, whatever that may be, that we all know, we all understand, of who speaks, when, and how we go about that?
The stipulations you just put out now, the respect, no put downs, one person speaks at a time, and what was the next one? People don't interrupt each other. We don't talk with each other. Is that?
Well, I'd like a process for speaking. When conducting the listener forums, after each person speaks, I ask for the stack, for names onto the stack. Right now, people just have to blurt it out. And sometimes people just speak when they're not even on the stack. They're just speaking whenever. So if we can have a clear process that everybody understands and agrees to, that you facilitate as the facilitator here, I think that would help us all.
I've been addressing, we've been working through the agenda items as Bella brought them up and as other people have brought them up. I've started just by identifying the issue at hand, the item, and then asking for the stack, and then taking people one by one in the order in which they ask for the stack. And there have been occasions when others have piped in, and as long as it's I don't want to be rigid, as long as it's not disruptive or excessive. I can overlook it enough to, I don't feel the need to interrupt it, if it unless it's taking us off track. I don't have a formal set of rules written out in front of me. It's using the process as it's been presented to me through other more regular KPFK and Pacifica meetings. We're a small enough group that hopefully we can do this cooperatively so that we don't need, seems like we shouldn't really need a rule book. If it starts to get disorderly, please speak up and if you feel I'm being too tolerant of interruptions, please say so.
I'd like to be in the stack, please, Hallie.
Okay, that's
Michael Novick in the stack.
Okay, we have Nancy and Laura and Dr. Hallie and Michael Novick. So, Nancy?
Hi. Dr. Hallie stole some of my theme, but I want to kind of go back. go back to things. From me, people being removed, just doing fun drives, that's going to be a problem. You know, Jimmy Dore was... And...
I need to interrupt long enough to say we're getting so much interference, I'm having a hard time hearing. So someone needs to mute, or maybe they have more than one device going at a time, or I would really like to be able to hear what Nancy's saying. So,
please. Yeah, you know, people like Jimmy Dore was removed just suddenly, unexpectedly, right at the end of a fun drive, which was kind of, you know, it's like they were using him for the fun drive, and then he was gone. And you know, that's kind of deceptive and not right to the listeners. And also, the idea is we need to have more call-in shows where people call in. Now, I realize some of this is recorded because people can't, they don't have the technical equipment or their home or whatever. And, you know, the programs that could do it should have more like a 15-minute call in or something like that, that there should be more of that. And basically, I agree also with the fund drive. We used to have, because I've been listening in the 70s and 80s, we used to have fun, like almost like a race to see who could raise, which programmer could raise the most money. But the programmers who did the fund drives, they would holler, they would scream, they would tell jokes. The money to come in. And let me tell you, it got pretty rowdy, but the money came rushing in. And after that, you just started having all these canned programs where they play the same thing over and over again. And it changed. So, that I know some people like that, but some of us don't like that. So we need to have more programmers doing their own fundraising. It's starting to move a little bit in that direction now, and that's good. But still, you still got to have it more. So that's my speech for now.
Thank you. I've taken notes on all of that. So next is Laura on the stack.
Okay. Thank you so much for letting me speak. I've listened in on many meetings, and I hear occasionally someone talking about strip programming, and the most recent comment that really upset me was someone was saying, I don't know if this is the same person, it was at different meetings, someone was saying, we don't need 3 hours of reggae. And then, but what really got me was several people have talked about the Spanish language programming, and one person said, well, if you want to talk about strip programming, there's like 3-4 hours every night of Spanish language. Mm-hmm. And they are so ignorant that they didn't realize that there are 16 different Spanish language programs on KPFK during the week, Monday to Friday. So I wouldn't call that 16 different programs as being quote unquote strip programming. And I hope that the formal members or the decision makers on the programming committee, that you don't allow people that ignorant to be on the committee, or you educate them one way or the other. And that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you. Dr. Holly, one more time.
Thank you. This is regarding the comments from Andrew and Beth just a little while ago. I think you both had valuable content to share. I'm of the mind that despite a little bit of brouhaha at the beginning, let's say, of this meeting, I think things have been handled pretty well. I guess I might also say that I'm not sure which meeting it was, but we had another meeting recently in which things were loosened up a little bit. I think what happened is we weren't quite so tight on the time requirement, and that meeting was one of the best I've ever witnessed. It went just magnificently. Nobody seemed to take advantage. So I think the idea of having a system or order or a process makes a lot of sense, but I don't think one has to be terribly, terribly rigid about it. It's a little bit like having a leash on your dog. You don't always have to be, pulling tight on that guy as you go down the street. Sometimes you want to give him a little bit of slack and, just to say, everybody, hey, we're all on the team. Let's just, we're walking down to the market where we're going and, just kind of go with the flow. So, yes, but I don't think we have to really go out of our way to be rigid.
Thank you.
Margo wants to be added later.
I'll put you in the stack.
Thank you.
Michael?
I'm sorry?
You had asked to be on the stack?
Yeah, I thought I heard somebody else speaking. Partly it was related to Andrew's comment, and I guess it's pertinent since Dr. Haley just brought it up again. I do think that what you laid out, Beth, is a sensible pattern that we, you know, introduce an agenda item, ask for a stack at that point if people want to speak, and go through one round before people get called on again or speak again, kind of finish the round and then ask for people again who want to get on a stack in response or to follow up. I do think that it's particularly difficult with Maestro conference calls, especially when the person chairing is not on the Maestro conference panel to see who's on and like that. So, you know, these are just particularly difficult meetings, I think, to chair and to participate in because of that difficulty. You know, if we meet in person, it's a lot clearer that people can just raise their hand. Or if there's a system where it's possible to see who's asking for the stack on the phone. But if they're not, it just inevitably creates a certain amount of disruption when people ask for the stack. But I think if we can have that in a more orderly way, kind of sequence, as you said, take a stack at first, and when that stack is exhausted, ask for the stack again, and people not, which should discipline themselves not to call out, especially after interrupting someone else is speaking. On the general question of the programming and the programming grid, just to be clear, the Program Oversight Committee doesn't really have, doesn't set the grid. The grid is set by the Program Director of Management in general. And, one of the proposals had been previously to try to establish or re-establish a program council, which should have more of a say in evaluating and recommending programming, and I think that is something to look into. Program Oversight Committee historically has taken up more questions, either general policy or also when there are sort of grievances or complaints about the removal of a program or the scheduling of a program. We've had a program director that's been discussed at the Program Oversight Committee. I think in terms of the general question about strict programming, I think it's clear that the current grid is, not attracting sufficient listeners to sustain the station. The morning, we discussed this, I think, the last morning and evening drive times are both predominantly nationally syndicated programming. I think the only one that consistently takes calls is Tom Hartman, who's taking calls from all over the country, and some of them live here. But, it's just not conducive to building an audience locally, people who are relating to what's going on. I think...
Michael, I'm sorry to interrupt. Can you either talk directly into your phone or something? I'm not a techie person, but there's a lot of feedback and I want to hear what you have to say, but there's some kind of echo or maybe it's just the conference call. I'm not sure. But if you're techie enough to figure out what it is, I even hear it now when I'm talking. Maybe it's just the maestro. Thank you. I just wanted to hear what you had to say. Thanks.
Okay, well, I had to use the headphones because you hardly hear people when I'm even on the speakerphone, so I'm using a little mic to sound with the headphones. I'm sorry if that's causing a problem. Anyway, I just think that we should schedule a meeting where we sit down with either the interim GM or if there's an interim PD at some point or to discuss the grid overall. I do think that they need to have a locally produced morning magazine show. Would attract listeners again. I think locally produced evening newscasts or morning newscasts would attract listeners. And I think that, I've advocated several times that, if we got Jimmy Dore back or if we, could schedule an late night sort of comedy hour, maybe that's where Stephanie Miller would belong at least once a week or something, and Jimmy Dore and the Pochos and maybe somebody like Lee Camp, who has a national following. I think there are plenty of other progressive comics from different ethnic groups that seem, Arab American and Muslim, comedy shows and so on. So, you know, I just think that somebody has to look at the grid overall and figure out ways to have more of a quilted strip, you know, as opposed to just the same host. I think most common drive time, especially morning radio shows, AM or FM, are co-hosted, and they have a, you know, dialogical, you know, there's a dialogue going on within the show at all times between the hosts and, you know, hosting the guests. And I think if we had more call-ins that allowed, you know, kind of creative contributions from the community, that would also help attract listeners. And as we said, we, you know, the PNB motion calls for both monthly reports to the listener call-ins by the general manager, and also a monthly report to the listener from the local station board, rotating among different members of the board. So I think all those would be good things to create much more of a sense of community with our listeners and build up the listenership. I'm done. Thanks.
Thank you, Michael. Margo had asked for the stack. I should ask first, are there others who want to be on the stack? Further comment on this?
I guess I do, too, Hallie.
Okay. Once everybody else has spoken, I'll try to respond to at least a couple of these points briefly. But Margo, you next.
Okay, I'll say what I was going to say. I don't remember that if I did say, and this is again a content issue, but while interviewing an author and pushing her book, Ian said that people can get it by going to his site for the benefit of background briefing. Then he mentioned KPSK site. That's not fair. And he gets paid for several hours, and then he also gets extra ones by taking away local programs, which only have limited times. There's also other forms of running meetings, and they're available. One is called Martha's Rules. It's not Stuart. But I can send a link with a PDF explaining a slightly different variation on the Robert's Rules, which are, you know, okay. But then there might be other ways we can use to develop even a creative Pacifica way of running meetings. So that's, I would like, if anybody's interested, or I can just send it to the list, you can look it up, because we're doing okay by being flexible. I think that's very important. Thank you for letting everybody share. That's very important. So that's my niche.
Ruth to the stack whenever.
Down after Dr. Holland. Okay, go ahead, Dr. Halley.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, brief one. Michael is kind of not pushed my button, but somebody said resonated with me. Something like 6 months, boy, time lately goes so fast. Something like 6 months or a year ago, unceremoniously, you might say, our local news department was dropped. And I think that's outrageous, just absolutely outrageous. If anything, we need much more in the way of locally produced programs. And right at the center of it should be local news. I think it's just absolutely outrageous that was dropped. I have worked in that department, and I'm not sure if that's relevant, except to say that I have had experience in that realm. But I think news is, especially local news, is keenly important. It should be way toward the top of the list.
Hear, hear. I agree.
I don't know if there's some politics going on there, but it just seemed like no legitimate reason whatever for that action. I can think of nothing that would justify that. Just
agreed. Thank you. I'm pausing long enough to. I'm taking like lots of notes from each person. So, pardon me if I'm just up, you know, a beat or two behind you all. And next on the stack is Ruth.
Yeah, two things. One is in response to Thomas. I think I could be wrong, so you don't have to, you know, say it. But I kind of thought it was a financial decision, although I think there are a lot of other things that could have been cut other than the news program. That was my interpretation. On the subject of strip and programming and all of that, I'm new to this business and I'm new to the lingo and all of that. I did not mean strip programming. I meant block programming, and so in, I hear people talking about, you know, the morning block and the afternoon block. I think they're referring to, you know, the news types of shows or whatever, interview shows like, Amy Goodman, Sonali, et cetera. And so, I may have misspoke about the script shows. I'm just talking about a Hispanic block, an afternoon block, a morning block, and hopefully it all evens out. But if I misspoke the term, I'm sorry. Thank you.
Okay. Is there anyone else before I respond to somebody?
Andrew to the stack.
Andrew, go ahead.
Yeah, it was mentioned by Michael Novick regarding the reports, so-called report to the listener, a show where both the general manager and hopefully other staff, and then another show where the LSP comes on and has open phone lines and discusses dialogues with the listeners. I would like to see a weekly program that is similar, that is devoted to the station itself and Pacifica itself, that involves a call-in show, strictly a call-in show, where the listeners can call in and we can all dialogue about what's going on at our station, do updates, comments, suggestions, feedback, et cetera, on a weekly basis, and we can invite on staff, all the different staff members, not just the general manager, but you know, any and all staff members that would be willing to come on and talk about their program or their department that they head up or that they work in. I think I've discussed this with Margot as well as with Carla. I think we should form a subcommittee and write up a proposal that we can submit to the general manager or the program director if we have one for such a show. So I would propose that and see. I'd like to know if anyone else would be interested or if this committee would like, if it would be okay for this committee to allow a subcommittee to do that. Thank you.
Thank you. This is Beth, and I'm going to respond to some of this now. First, most directly, before I forget, I wanted to respond to Andrew's suggestion just now. Anyone who's worked with the committee is welcome to get togethers with others to put together proposals, ideas, suggestions, any of that. At this point, we're not in a position to make any decisions about whether we want to do a subcommittee, whether a subcommittee is necessary. That shouldn't prevent you from getting together with any like-minded people and working on something to bring back to the committee. That would be very welcome. And I wanted to comment more on Robert's rules, or I should say on our process as a whole. The bylaws stipulate Robert's rules for Pacifica meetings. And Robert's rules specifically says that while it's necessary to stick to formal protocol for large meetings, complex meetings, formal meetings, it also says that during committee meetings, if it's possible to function more informally, if meetings are copacetic and people are cooperative the way we seem to be at this point, that it's entirely acceptable to be less formal and more flexible and more responsive. I prefer a more natural flow to the dialogue myself. It makes more sense to me that if someone brings up a point that we can circle back around and get other people's input on it and follow the thread of the thought rather than sort of tit for tat tallies of numbers of seconds. As long as that's working, as long as everyone who wants to speak feels free to speak, my inclination is to go with that. My own personal background, it wasn't what I was raised with, but in my adult life, I gravitated toward the Quakers and the anti-nuclear movement, both of whom inherited and evolved their consent to different similar consensus decision-making processes from the Iroquois back in the East Coast. And some of that has since evolved into something known as sociocracy. One of the definitive books about which turns out to have been written by a former colleague of mine from 40 years ago and dear friend. And I'm definitely interested in looking more into that. I haven't begun to have the time to do that since coming on to Pacifica. Pacifica is, if you're really going to do it, it's like trying to drink from a fire hose to keep up with what's going on. This is more involvement with Robert's Rules than I've had before, and more need for them in that a lot of we are deliberately diverse, which means not just racially, not just in terms of gender or income. It means in terms of process, too, and what we expect from meetings and what we think is fair. And how we expect things to proceed, and how, like in some people's sets of values, they feel free to push as hard as they can to put forth what they think is right, and in other people's sets of rules, that's not fair. You're supposed to, moderate yourself to a degree, and so it takes something that brings people into conflict, and that's where Robert's Rules seem to become necessary. That's hard for me to concede because Robert's Rules are not my favorite. I don't know any other way to sort through those conflicts, real-time, live, in meetings. It gives us a process. It's not an ideal process. But process is a particular interest of mine, and if other people want to discuss it, I don't know if meeting time here is the ideal place, but I would be open to it here or elsewhere. We're coming to a time, it's 5:05 now, so there is a little time. I have another meeting at 5:30, a National Strategic Planning Committee meeting. I actually need to prepare a little bit for it. So we should think about winding up. I have extensive notes from everybody's comment here, and I've added Laura Levinson. I don't think I have your email either, Laura. I don't know if you have mine, if you'd be willing to send me your contact information so that I can be sure that you get on the list and both to be counted as present for the meeting and for future announcements. Just taking care of business. I don't know if she's still on the line. Maybe I can follow.
I'm still here.
Okay.
Hi. Yeah. Like I said, I just attended the meeting because I thought the interim general manager was going to be here. I wasn't volunteering for the committee.
That's right. Forgive me. You're right.
No, that's all right. Thank you for reminding me. That's right.
Okay.
Yeah, no, that's okay.
I just didn't want to leave you out if you wanted notice of the meeting.
Thank you.
You can always find them online. So they're posted.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes, I know.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anything else yet today before we...
I might say something briefly. Hallie here.
Yes, Dr. Grishali.
I'm not sure if it's in our domain or governance or what, but just very briefly, I want to say that, like some other members, I've noticed that in recent history, there are certain members, certain programmers, that have been extremely vocal in voicing their opinion about station policies. And my feeling, and also in it's reflected in the bylaws, I understand, is that that's absolutely unacceptable. I think that when that occurs, these people should be disciplined. I'm not saying the first time it happens, they should be kicked off the air, but I think that they should be, I think they should be handled one way or another, like maybe they lose one program or lose some salary or something. I think it's absolutely inappropriate. I'm not sure that the only ones, but the ones that immediately come to mind would be Mr. Masters and Roy Tuckman. I find it just seriously problematic.
I will respond to that. I agree that it's a problem. It's not just my opinion that it's a problem. It's a problem within our formal governance rules. And I've done, from the first that I got here, this was an issue for me, and I've done what I can. It is a personnel issue, so I have to handle it behind the scenes in closed session. It really, really helps to be able to cite a public mandate when we bring this up so that it can't be dismissed as sort of partisan infighting on the part of board members. So it would help when that happens. Ideally, when it happens, every time it happens, shoot off an email to the general manager, to the interim executive director, and to this committee for sure. I would like to know so that I can bring it up again. I'm hoping that with new management in place, maybe we'll have more success in getting this directly addressed. And in terms of Pacifica personnel policy, it's referred to as progressive discipline. The process that you're talking about. It's not just black and white, up or down. It's, you know, you start.
Kind of measured response.
So there's a term for it, progressive discipline.
Thank you.
Sure.
Andrew,
please go ahead.
Yes, two things, if I may. First of all, once again, regarding process of the meeting, while I think having a set process is important, while it does get a little stiff and formal sometimes, I think the value of a process is that it prevents problems before they happen, preventing people from talking over each other and having blow-ups that we often see in our meetings. And when we implement the process, once again, it may seem stiff or formal, but we may avoid problems that we're not seeing that may crop up, and it will also allow people to speak who may be overlooked, who may not be as aggressive, and be able to get their time to speak, and we may not be aware of that. So having the process to allow for fairness, orderly meetings, and for us to all really get along better. Secondly, regarding process, whatever the process is, as long as there is a process, I'm not big on Robert's rules. I prefer the consensus decision-making process. But as long as we have a process in place, I think that's what's important. Secondly, quickly, regarding what I propose, putting together a proposal for an on-air program, a weekly program dedicated to the affairs of the station, for the listeners to dialogue with each other and the staff and LSB and other members of the station. If anyone is interested in putting together a proposal, please contact me. You can contact me, Andrew Weiss, at the Pacifica Listener Forum. And the email address is just that, PacificaListenerForum@gmail.com. Again, PacificaListenerForum@gmail.com. I will respond to it, and perhaps we can put together a proposal and present it to the general manager. Thank you, Beth.
Thank you, Andrew. Is there anything else before we draw to a close for this month?
Thank you for the meeting.
Thank you. Thank you all for taking time to include this in your life and for your patience with us as we work things through these things and your persistence in showing up again and again. And
I
look forward to and I'll look forward to meeting with you all again next month. Feel free to contact me via email or on this, all these things, or anything else. So if we had ever convened, we would now be adjourned.